Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey folks, Tom Merritt here, host of Know a Little More. Not all of you are longtime listeners, so from time to time, we like to release older topics so you can get a fresh look at them, especially if there's something to update. This episode is about FIDO 2 and was originally released November 5th, 2020, but we updated it with some new information in May 2022. Enough of the preamble. Begin about FIDO 2. Passwords are awful. Passwords are too often weak. Passwords are necessary to protect your data. What a horrible situation. If only someone had a fix. Let's help you know a little more about the FIDO Alliance. FIDO stands for Fast Identity Online. Yes, it should be FIO, but nobody thought it would actually be better to call it FIO when you could use the D in identity, so they call it FIDO. The FIDO Alliance was started in February 2013 with the mission to develop authentication standards to reduce the world's reliance on passwords, especially the problem of having to remember multiple usernames and passwords. And the Alliance has more than 260 companies as members. The goal is to have a way that you can easily prove it's you while making it extremely hard for someone else to pretend they're you and all the while not use passwords. FIDO wants to make that a reality. FIDO supports fingerprint and iris scanners, voice and facial recognition, trusted platform modules in your chipset, USB security tokens like those from YubiKey, NFC, smart cards, embedded secure elements, and more. But as you may have caught on to, the idea is a device-centered approach using public key cryptography. We have a whole separate episode on that if you want to know about public key cryptography. An open standard called Universal Second Factor, or U2F, was FIDO's first attempt. It streamlines two-factor authentication. The something you have in this case is a device, USB stick, NFC. USB is represented most often by a YubiKey or some other brand of the little keychain thing you stick into the USB port, and NFC usually shows up on smartphones or sometimes smart cards. U2F used the Human Interface Device Protocol, or HID. Basically, that means it shows up to the computer like a keyboard. That means you don't need to install a driver to make it work, because your computer already has a keyboard. The device registers a user by handing over the public key. To authenticate, the device uses the private key, matched with the public key the server holds. The keys on your device can be unlocked by biometric release, like facial or voice ID, or thumbprint or iris scan, or even just pressing a button. It's still paired with a password, but it eases some of the pressure on that password to be strong enough not to be cracked. And U2F is much more secure than SMS as a second factor, given that in some cases, SMS can be intercepted by malicious actors. But U2F is already old. In fact, it's being replaced by new standards, WebAuthn and CTAP, C-T-A-P. U2F has now actually been renamed CTAP 1, as it provided the basis for the newer CTAP. These new standards are part of a joint project between the FIDO Alliance and the World Wide Web Consortium, or W3C. That joint project is called FIDO 2. FIDO 2 has the two parts I just mentioned, the W3C Web Authentication Standard, also called WebAuthn, and the FIDO Client Authenticator Protocol, called CTAP. FIDO 2 uses an authenticator whose functions are agnostic to how the key is managed. In other words, you can put it in all kinds of devices, or even just in software that makes use of a processor's trusted platform module. Obviously, you can still use USB and NFC devices, but also Bluetooth Low Energy. It's backward compatible with U2F as well. And FIDO 2 is single multi-factor, meaning it doesn't require a password the way U2F did, though it can still be used as a second factor. In practice, there are three parts of FIDO2: the website, which is considered a relying party, the browser, which is the client, and the authenticator. All three need to be WebAuthn compliant for the system to work. Let's talk about how this might work when you want to log into a website. Let's assume for this example, you have a USB key as your FIDO2 authenticator, and you have to enter a PIN. The key is something you have. The PIN is something you know, two factors. The website, the relying partner, uses JavaScript to tell the client, your browser, that it wants to log you in. The browser then uses JavaScript to talk to your key. And the rest is public key cryptography. The site delivers the public key. The USB key uses the private key to sign it and authenticate. A software authenticator could be used on a phone, so you don't even have to plug in a key, and biometrics could be used instead of a PIN. So, for Apple, Face ID, or maybe a thumbprint, rather than 1234. FIDO provides an open standard that any company can implement, and that almost all browsers support. It can do passwordless authentication, such as using your fingerprint with the Trusted Platform module on your phone for single, multi-factor login. It can do good old-fashioned second factor, where you put in a password and plug a key into the USB port, and it can handle multi-factor authentication, where you might need the USB key, your fingerprint, and a PIN. So yes, passwords are still an option, but they're not necessary. We'll get to why they're still even involved a little later. There are a few other advantages to FIDO2. Passwords are not necessarily stored on the website's server. In fact, they shouldn't be. Only the public key and registration for the device you used. And that's public information, so who cares if somebody gets that? You can't have an attacker get your password. And a new key is created for every source. No duplication. So all those phishing attacks that trick you into giving your password, they don't work anywhere. And a database breach won't result in the attacker getting any useful info. And you won't be caught using the same password on multiple sites. Also, fake sites can't trick you into giving them your login to a fake site, since the FIDO key won't give any useful info unless the proper site is asking for it. All right, so can I use this on anything? Yeah, almost all the clients. WebAuthn is supported by Chrome, Firefox, Edge, Safari, Opera, and more. It also works with Apple's Face ID and Touch ID on Safari. All Android devices, version 7 and higher, are FIDO2 certified. And it's not platform-specific anymore either. Apple, Google, and Microsoft all are committed to cross-platform token support. You can soon, if you can't already by the time you're listening to this, use your phone as the passwordless login device across Windows, macOS, iOS, and Android, as well as Chrome, Edge, and Safari. The quintessential example of why this is helpful is you're using your iPhone to authenticate a login through Chrome that's running on Windows. Here's how that works, by the way. Let's say you register your phone as the device you want to use to log in. Then, when you're logging in, say on your laptop, it will ask you if you use that phone to log in, and you say yes, and a notification shows up on your phone. Then you simply unlock your phone, whether that's with a PIN, a swipe pattern, a fingerprint, or facial recognition, whatever. No password strictly necessary. Another part of this new element is that passkeys can be securely stored in the cloud in case you lose your phone. Though that would increase the surface area for an attack, it's similar to a cloud-based password manager, and it's optional. There won't be a need to have a password as a failsafe. A backup method could use email to send you a login link. That way your email is the other weak point, not a crackable password. Some sites already do this. Of course, you'll need to keep your phone secure with a strong passcode. However, a breach like that would require physical access to the phone, which is another hurdle for would-be attackers. And it means you can't be phished as easily, since a fake site trying to trick you into logging in will not be able to send the notification to your phone. So, what's holding this up? We're waiting on websites. Only Microsoft with Windows Hello lets you actually replace your passwords. Google, a founding member of FIDO, uses it, so does Dropbox, but both still use it along with passwords. It's a little bit of a chicken and egg. Dropbox's director of security, Rajan Kapoor, told The Verge, "There are a number of issues around usability and adoption that need to be resolved before we see passwords replaced." Adoption is becoming less of an issue, as all Android phones, and therefore almost all phones, can be used for it. You don't need to make people buy USB keys if they can use their phone. And the last piece is Apple making all of iOS FIDO 2 compliant. But usability seems to be the big hang-up. What happens if you lose your phone, which is also your authentication device, and you don't want to store your passkey in the cloud? Biometrics should protect you from people using it to get into your accounts, but without it, you can't get in either. Any recovery mechanism a company implements becomes a vector for malicious actors to attack. Sure, it'd be nice to be able to just call up Dropbox and say, "Hey, it's me, let me back into my account," but how do you prove it's you? The most secure way would be your device that you lost, so any other method is less secure, and the least secure method of getting into an account is how secure that account actually is. I already hear several of you saying, "I'll just register two devices," and yes, for you, that's great, but not exactly the most user-friendly method for the majority of people. And if you don't make it user-friendly, you don't get adoption, which is the other barrier to implementation. In the end, it's a war of attrition. Because a lot of people use passwords, companies still support passwords. And because it's costly to change, companies are slow to adopt FIDO. But slowly they will, and eventually, someday, passwords will be a quaint early 21st century curiosity. I hope this gives you hope that passwords will one day fade away. In other words, I hope now you know a little more about the FIDO Alliance.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.